to the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR. Here's special guest host, Warren Pierce.
Doing our best to keep you on top of everything you need to know at 10 minutes before 8 a.m. Somewhere in the mix of this holiday season and the most important shopping days, the Feast of St. Stephen. That's the number one martyr. In addition, this 26th day of December is the first day of Kwanzaa. It's also the second day of the countdown of the 12 days of Christmas. Day one, Christmas, a partridge in a pear tree. Today, number two, turtle doves. The day after Christmas, also opening the door for the sales that we've been talking about at various malls. Something else going on in Great Britain and in Canada is Boxing Day. And what is that all about? Well, I'm glad you asked, because we've got the Tudor historian in London, England, on this day after John Murphy. Are you, in fact, celebrating Boxing Day? If so, what is it all about? What's the history and tradition there in Great Britain?
Yep, we'll be celebrating Boxing Day. We'll be having friends over here to have some roast pork and all the trimmings. It's a sort of traditional meal. But the Boxing Day started way back in the Middle Ages after great feast days in monasteries. They would put out food and what was left over from the high table in wooden boxes which had lids right by the almshouse, and the poor would come and take their food away. And then later on, down in Tudor times, this tradition of almsgiving becomes slightly changed. Monasteries have gone, so they replace these with poor boxes. And traditionally, on the day after Christmas, after everybody's feasted, they open the poor box, and the money was distributed to the poor of the parish. Then in the 18th century, you find that the petty bourgeois families can now afford to have homes. They have their servants, and they ape the manners of their sort of better-off aristocratic rich. And so when the great feast is over, they also box up food, and they give it to their cook and to the couple of servants, house servants. And because they'll eat cold cuts on the day after Christmas, the servants take home to their own families the Christmas box, which is a traditional thing. And so, basically, Boxing Day comes from an old Christian tradition of almsgiving to the poor.
And you look back, and you mentioned the 19th century, I think during the reign of Queen Victoria, that was a day and age where there was really no working class or middle class. In essence, it was a society that was split between the royals and the poor. So obviously, it was a very important day then for those less fortunate on Boxing Day.
Yes, and Dickens particularly romanticizes the idea of Boxing Day and Christmas itself being a feast where you did something for the less fortunate. And he wrote, obviously, famously, The Christmas Carol, but many of his books include descriptions of food that were popular at Christmas time, and he does really a lot to create this sort of slightly sentimental notion that we have about Christmas, and which we all embrace. Well, at least we all embraced until we started shopping, anyway.
Well, so there in London, in England, and throughout the British Commonwealth, is it an official holiday? Are there no people going to work, or no mail delivery, or anything like that taking place?
It's pretty much the second bank holiday. We basically get Christmas Day and Boxing Day, and then in a few days on, we'll get New Year's Day as public holidays where nobody works. But, you know, since the 1980s, I guess shops now are pretty much open always on Boxing Day. I mean, 3 million people will go shopping today in London. They will probably take, $4 or $5 billion across the tills. Well, so it's become very much like your, is it Black Friday that you
yes,
have after Thanksgiving?
Correct, exactly. But today is a big shopping day as well, and because you don't have a Black Friday there, nor do they have it, our neighbors to the north here in Detroit in Canada, this is a day to go and take advantage of all the sales as well then, because what, Harrods, if I recall correctly, only like had two, the biggest department store in London, they only would have, two sales through the course of the year in the summer and in the wintertime?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and when I was a lad, I mean, the sales actually didn't start until the 1st of January.
Right.
And so the period, you know, after Christmas was very quiet. The shops were open, but nothing was on sale, and people would start camping out outside Harrods and Selfridges on Boxing Day, and they would camp out until the shop opened for the sale on the 1st of January, and people would get, you know, a mink coat or something like that at a ridiculous price, like £5.
So Boxing Day will be observed. You'll have a special Boxing Day dinner there as well before this day is done?
Yes, we have friends coming over, yep. And we'll have quite a grand meal. We'll eat mince pies, which is very traditional, but I serve them with our zabaione, so it's got a sort of slight Italian twist to it.
Very nice. Well, I hope you had a Merry Christmas yesterday, and what do you call it, Father Christmas over there, or not?
We call it Father Christmas, or Santa, much the same. We had a great day, but my God, it rained. It came down cats and dogs.
Better that than what we're expecting today, 4 to 6 inches of snow before the day is over, John.
Wow.
Well, so enjoy the rain while we have our snow.
and
a belated Merry Christmas and a happy Boxing Day. And as the Tudor historian there in London, thanks for the historical information. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Off we go now to...